Hello everyone, it's Sheila Zielinski coming at you. It's been a while since you heard from me. It's been a very interesting 45 days, I can tell you that much. As some of you may or may not know, and the people that don't know, I put out a plea for help on February the 20th. And I was very surprised in the next month that followed that, how much support came in terms of, you know, Sheila, you can't give up. I mean, the emails, the landslide of donations was incredible. The unfortunate part of it was that they were such, I'm going to be really honest, they were really tiny amounts. Now, do I wish there could be a million people donating a dollar? Absolutely. Do I wish 100,000 people could donate $5? Yes, I do. Because honestly, folks, I'm just too far behind still. So I'm really taking this to the Lord right now. I really gave it the full entire month of March, the full entire month to see what the response would be. And I guess the shocking part was I'd like to support, but right now I cannot. That was the really shocking part of it. I think every single person can do something. I don't care if you sent, you know, a $5 bill in the mail. I think every single person can do something. And that's where I guess I'm struggling, because I think that the people that really have the means didn't step up. And the people that, there was a couple donations that were really high. And that, it was actually because of five people that I was able to get settled in a place. I didn't bring in enough to catch up, of course, but you know, my day-to-day things are met right now. But I was very shocked at the overall, after I saw my analytics, how many people the broadcast went out to, I was very surprised at the deaf ears. That part really surprised me a lot. The deaf ears surprised me, and also I was very overwhelmed with the encouragement, the support. It's one thing to say, you know, God bless you, I'll pray for you, but it's another thing. The scripture says, actually there is a scripture, I'm going to read this scripture. It says, if you just say, oh, that's nice, so, you know, it sucks to be you, and then you go off and you do nothing when you know there's a need, it's, God really holds that person accountable. Like, it's really serious. And here's the thing, if I'm to go out, one lady said, you know, get a job. And I thought, you know, it really shows their ignorance. And I mean, that's appalling, those kind of comments. Get a job. I work 65 to 80 hours a week every week. And that's even weekends. With the amount of emails, prayer requests, the time that it takes me to book a guest, record the show, edit the show, the post-production of the show, all of which I now do by myself since I can't afford any staff right now. It's just not working. This is not working. So I said to the Lord, well, I need Lord you to show me then what is the issue. I don't think, to be honest with you, that people really, I mean, honestly, in the numbers and far as the masses go, I just don't think there's enough people that really believe in this ministry. Otherwise, it would be being really supported incredibly. And that's just the way it is. It would be being supported. If people really valued a ministry like this, I don't know any other ministries that are just like mine. I really don't. And so when people say a one-of-a-kind ministry, like, really? I say, yeah, really. Yes, really. Show me another person that's teaching the exact same things that I am. And you know what? I'd gladly support that ministry myself. Get a job, really? I thought, you know, that is such an appalling statement, and it's clear that people who make that kind of comment do not have any clue what a broadcast ministry conservatively eats up. I mean, I'm talking consistently over 15 years, 75 hours, easily a week. I truly believe that is a sick, disgusting fool that says that. You know, the Apostle Paul was told something similar. But don't think Paul, when making tents, was too thrilled that he had to waste that kind of time and go do secular work. Paul was disgusted, and you know what? I think God is. That's a fact. And if you look at what the Bible says when it comes to this ministry, I mean, I, again, will stack this ministry up against any other ministry. Oh, the 15 years speaks for itself. If you look at Disney Deception, Gods in Spandex, Demon Tech, I mean, nobody's even touched that. Technogeddon, the book, Green Gospel, this entire out of the pit of hell green movement I've been discussing now for it's approaching 20 years and then full-time radio ministry since 2009. Demon Tech was one of them, the spirits behind the pandemic. All the deliverance teachings and deliverance ministries that I've do and the guests that I've had. This ministry to me, folks, is a, I don't think I have to tell the ones that know, is a life-saving ministry. I think as Pastor Monty did a teaching with me a couple years ago called The Spirit of the Free Rider. He got a word from the Lord. You could call it a spirit of the free loader. Now, some folks are going to get offended, but here's the truth. I'm not an Alex Jones. I'm not some Megyn Kelly. I don't have big corporate sponsors because the subjects I tackle and the insightful things like spirits of humanism, the spirit of the vagabond, spirits of torment. I mean, folks, deliverance is the children's bread. Spiritual warfare is so important, especially as we're circling the toilet bowl in North America. Deliverance is just not valued. That's what I've come to know. Now, I look at the patrons account of certain people, especially these so-called end time prophets of Baal, I call some of them, the broadcasts they do. The one thing, you know, they have 4,000 and 5,000 patrons supporting them. I have 200 and something. And folks, I started out with over 1,000 and I've been just going backwards and the shows are getting better, the content. You know, Alex Jones, yeah, he's great for waking people up, but why is he not using that large million plus platform a day for prayer and deliverance? Because Trump is not going to save America. Jesus is going to. And the Lord really convicted me one time when he said, when I was doing a lot of sort of just news broadcasts and, you know, I'd pray a little bit, but the Lord said, you will not put a spirit of fear on my people. And it's not going to be a popular message and you're not going to have a big ministry. The Lord already told me that. It's not going to be a Joel Osteen, every day is a fun day, Sunday, every day is a high day, Friday. It's not, you know, it's not move them in, move them out, fire up a bunch of content. That's not what my show has ever been about. And from the point 15 years ago, I started praying to the Lord, like, what is the answer to all this demonic stuff, Lord? And it was 15 years ago that I came across Carla Buttod, and the rest is history. I started looking up Frank Hammond, you know, obviously the Monty Mulkey information. And that's when I started having Monty on over 10 years ago, because Monty and Sharon Mulkey have one of the best ministries, I think, period, ever. Sharon Mulkey is amazing. You know, and she's certainly not getting any younger. Some of my incredible female mentors, the amazing Dr. Erica Shepherd, Dr. Pat Holiday, they're passed away now. So now I really feel like as a disciple of some of those powerful deliverance ministers over the years, and I've got to spend a lot of time with the likes of Carla Buttod and Erica and a lot of private calls with these women and powerful men of God, powerful deliverance ministers, you know, the Joseph Jasinskis and the Pastor Monty Mulkey. And these are pastors. Now, Pastor Monty and Pastor Joseph actually pastor a deliverance church. And I feel like I have a prophetic ministry. I'm attacking things that happen, I guess, much like Steve Quayle. It's that prophetic Elijah type ministry that's warning the people. As a matter of fact, I have another book coming out this June, God willing, called The Spiritual Battle Plan. And so let's go back to this, what people recommended to me was when I took this to the Lord in heavy prayer. I said, Lord, I don't understand this. And all I kept getting was that deliverance is not valued. And when they're ready to hear it, those people will search me out. And so I just feel like there's just, I said, well, what do I do now? It's March, April's passed. YouTube took down the main video. YouTube's taken down my last three videos. Even one entitled A Prophetic Word, if you can believe that. It said that my information did not line up with the medical standards. And we're talking about a show I did with Shannon Davis on Omega Man with Danny Morano. This is a prayer for people that took the J-A-B from the pit of H-E-L-L. Yeah, that. Because anytime you talk about stuff now, analytics will just get shows removed. At this point, I stepped back and I said, what is the answer to this dilemma that I have? I know that this is a powerful, needed ministry because I'm not making any money on advertising or doing these ridiculous, you know, 7-minute infomercials, which I will never do again. I went down that road 5 years ago and I'm just not going back there. I said, Lord, it's 100% listener supported. So what do I do that people aren't supporting. And I just felt like I needed to remind people. And some people suggested I do a give, send, go, and that tells you the amount. So I'm doing a $50,000, and that's very conservative, because the truth is $100,000 would get me into about the right position that I need to be. But minimally, I'm starting out with the give, send, go. And I said, what can I live with to continue on in the next 3 months? And that's $50,000. I do need to hire another producer and web person. And so that's another issue that I have. I need to purchase new equipment. I'm now 10 years using the same old microphone that I went back to after I bought a Neumann mic, but the Neumann doesn't work with anything but a new mixer and a broadcasting mixer that I need. The one that I want is about $4,000. I need to buy a new microphone because that one for some reason is not working, and I need to get my sound addressed. And yes, I know exactly what I need. I also need a new MacBook Pro. I absolutely do. I have no more storage on my little MacBook Pro. It's a MacBook Air, and it's just a piece of garbage. I just really need that. That's even to get started. And then I would like to pay all the satellite and the airtime, and my podcasting fees are all due here. And yeah, so that's what I need to continue on in May. This is what I need, is to have some money, some serious money come in. And I'm asking everybody to do something. So I guess I kind of didn't make it clear on just how bad it was the last time I posted. And you know, unfortunately, my stuff is not getting out there. People are saying, well, I don't know where your podcast went. I don't know why that is, because they're on Apple Podcast, they're on Google Podcast, they're on Spotify, they're all up to date. My YouTube channel is problematic because I'm on my last leg, and this is my third channel, and I just got a warning already. So that, I mean, that is probably going to go down. So I really encourage people to follow me on Rumble, and also follow me at SheilaZelinsky.tv. That is the new absolute place where I'm putting all the new videos. It's the big one. I'm just going to start promoting. And folks, even if you send cash in the mail, or if you send a money order, it has to be an international money order. I cannot cash US money orders in Canada. A lot of people already know that I live in Alberta, Canada. I was in BC. BC is a hellhole. Obviously, people know Vancouver, and the south part of BC is an absolute hellhole to the highest order. And I couldn't afford to live in BC anymore. So Give, Send, Go is where I'm going to have the $50,000 fundraiser. Folks, this is not a lot of money. I know what mega ministries make. This is very, very, very conservative. And in order for me to go forward, that's just what I simply need. And I need it from you, the person listening right now. I was very surprised again that everybody said, well, I just can't do anything right now. Well, then I guess what I would recommend people do is learn how to do spiritual warfare around finances. And that's why I believe this ministry is important. And don't think that there is not a cost to me personally over a ministry like this. I would never pick this ministry, folks. I really appreciate that God has entrusted me with this ministry, and I take it very serious. But I also take it very serious when it comes to giving. And I am asking people to really give. This is not one of these Kenneth, can you cope with his constant jet fund? I'm not funding a Gulfstream jet here, folks. This is barely get by street. And I'm asking for people that have the means to really, really, really support. I know for a fact that God will bless you, because when you actually do support through your finances this ministry, you actually, I believe this is true, and the Bible states it, that you become a part of what God's doing through it when you support it financially. And I really, truly don't say things I don't believe. And I think you know that you can trust me, folks. And so, you know, if there are sponsors out there, I would consider doing like a coffee sponsorship and promote things on the break. But I'm not going to be an infomercial anymore and schlep products, like, so that it gets to be more schlepping. Because I'm not that kind of broadcaster. I am a minister. I'm an evangelist. I'm a deliverance-focused evangelist that teaches on spiritual warfare. That's the ministry that God's entrusted me with, and I won't veer away from that. They could pay me all the money in the world, and they have made offers in the past. I've had offers from the big box Christian Broadcasting, and I told them I'm not going to stop talking about demons. I can't be bought, and I think you guys know that. So let's get back quickly to GiveSendGo. What folks can do is they can go to GiveSendGo. The link is right here, folks. It's GiveSendGo, and there's just a slash with my name. And the link, I'm going to say this again because people say, well, how do I give? Well, the link is below this video. Hopefully it'll stay up on YouTube, and hopefully you're listening on YouTube. You might be on the podcast, and there is a link. You have to press the link in the description, and that's how you do it. You can also send check, money, order, or even cash. Everybody that actually did do what they believe God told them to do and not, I'm going to say it, cheaped out, then I ask God to bless you too. And I really do. I believe that's between you and God, but I am going back at this another direction. I'm coming at it a different direction that was recommended and starting a Give, Send, Go, and that shows where things are at. You know what? The people that have supported me faithfully on Patreon, I hope you know how much I do appreciate you. It means the world to me. And I have been really trying to get part-time staff that can assist me in really getting these perks organized, because that's a lot of time commitment with the perks. And I want to start just uploading just content that only patrons get. Patreon is where you become a patron and you're supposed to get perks. And I dropped the ball on that. That's my own fault. I haven't done my due diligence because I've just been so focused on survival mode in the last year that I haven't even had a chance to really do my, really give back to my patrons the way that I need to. And that's going to change. I'm really believing this fundraiser, I will make my mark, God willing. Otherwise, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine it not working. What's the alternative? Somebody said, well, God will provide. And you know what? Yeah, that's right. God provides through his people. And I know not one of you that have a secular job work for a free paycheck. And I don't have to justify that. The people that understand my ministry will get that. The people that don't know a lot about it won't. And that's really the bottom line on that. So I'm going back at this a little differently, and I really, really encourage everyone to please, please support this. Give what you can, and by the end of May, God willing, I will have raised. I'm giving it right till the end of May. May 1st to the 31st, I'm hoping to raise that 50K. I know, well, I'm trusting God with it. Do I believe it can come in? Absolutely no question. If people will listen to God, I do believe people have to be convicted. I do believe that it's really time for people to know the lateness of the hour and what this ministry gives to the people out there. This is a life-saving ministry. I don't need to tell you that I really believe that people, Satan's taking people out in a body bag, even in untimely death. He's tormenting people to the point of suicide. You don't think that this ministry is needed? I know it is. I know my time is valuable, and I know the workman is worthy, and I know that there will be a miracle happen. And so please donate the most generous donation you can for this Give, Send, Go. And please do become a monthly supporter on Patreon. You can even become a supporter really for $10. And if that's what you think my ministry is worth, then do that. If you think it's worth more than that, then sign up for, pledge your $100 a month. I do that myself for ministries that I believe in. If God blessed your finances, then please do your best. That's all I ask. And that's between you and God. And let's see what happens at the end of May. In the meantime, I've got two shows that I already recorded this month. And again, you'll have to excuse the sound. It is not very good, but the content is so important. I hope you can. I rented a sound system and it's just crap. I'm sorry, but there's nothing else to call it but crap. And my guest doesn't sound the greatest. I really want my sound to be improved, and I know how to do it. So I did rent something for March and April, and I was able to get these. Well, it's actually three shows. It's two guests and then a show that I did that I think is really powerful. And those will be coming out in the next few days. So again, it is ironically Earth Day. So I had to upload another show. My Uncle Wally is the most knowledgeable, incredibly smart, awake man that I know. And there's no one that does research like him. And I'm just really proud to be his niece. And we did a show about Earth Day. It's called The Creepy Mother Earth Cult. The creepy roots behind this pagan pantheistic cult of green. And boy, oh boy, you should have seen the Earth Day stuff this week. Was incredible how much people actually are worshiping. This is earth worship. And boy, oh boy, this is serious stuff, folks. They're worshiping the creation rather than the creator. And don't think that's not an issue with God. I don't know any other book like Green Gospel. The revised one, like I said, is coming out in July. I've added a full new chapter, and I've added, I've just updated it in general. It needed an update. And boy, oh boy, is it ever unbelievably good. It is fantastic. I really hope you get also Technogeddon, the coming human extinction, really, if we don't stop this hellish transhumanism, AI, genetic splicing, dicing. Chapter 9 is all about Billy Gates of Hell. And boy, oh boy, that's a really good, that's a good title for a book, actually, Gates of Hell. I wanted to keep this under a half an hour. So thank you so much to everyone that I give you thanks before you sow into this ministry. And thank you so much for believing in this ministry. Thank you so much. Thank you. It means the world to me. It really does. I really pray that the people that think they can't do anything, I pray that you do something. I really do believe it's all about our priorities. And this is, it's do or die. It's literally hanging up the mic May 31st if I don't get these funds in, folks. So I'm really asking for people to step up. Now is when I need you. I need you, folks. I've done my part. Please don't let me down, folks. I'm believing that this is going to happen. So thank you so much. And thank you for listening. And be watching for those three shows. I guess the fourth is the Earth Day one with Wally Patterson. Enjoy. God bless.